Talk Radio.
Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. The flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself.
Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show with your host, Dr. Princess Odelia, the Queen of Inspiration.
Oh, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show. I'm your host, Dr. Princess Odelia. Show tonight is brought to you by the nonprofit organization, Bountiful Opportunities Group, where our mission is to help you help yourself. And we've been serving the community since 1999, helping individuals help themselves in the area of mind, body, soul, spirit, finances, financially. Also, we have helped with our homeless to homeless program, homeless to home program, and also our global transformation youth development program. So we're excited because this forum here on our network, as we are airing right now live, streaming on the J. King Network as well as on BG Radio, and we are here to help inspire you and to motivate you to live your life's true purpose. As your host and author of the book Pregnant in the Spirit, I've been through it all. I've been through so much. And as a result of me pulling back over the last 7 years, I've been sharing my story now that I am quiet no more. I'm sharing my story of my experience with depression. And tonight, we're going to be right here with my daughter Lauren, my beautiful daughter Lauren. And she's going to share her experience that she's had and still continues to experience with depression. And also her story of suicidal thoughts in high school. So we're going to talk about the pain. I want you to be ready to call if you have anything that you would like to share, if you want help. I am your True Purpose Life Coach, and I am a licensed professional, but most importantly, I can relate to you. I want you to give us a call. The call-in number is 425-292-4444. I'm sorry, no, that's not, I want you to X that. It's actually 319-527-6234. Again, that is 319-527-6234. I want you to give us a call. You can call live. In the first half, we're going to talk to my daughter, Lauren. We're going to have a candid conversation right here live with you. And we're going to have some music and some fun. I want to lift you up. This is the moment of hope for you. If you are, if you're going through it, I want you to click the number one. If wherever you are, I want you to click the number one if you would like to say something and chime in and talk to me personally or even my daughter. I want you to get on your social media. Let them know that we're on live and that this is a show of transformation. And I really believe that we are going to save lives. Okay? So I want you to get on the phone, call your neighbors, your friends, your enemies too, and let them know that the True Purpose Development Show is on. And tonight, it's the moment of hope as we talk about that thing called depression, our experience with it. But before we get started, we're going to hear a couple of, we're going to hear some music. We're going to play all between this throughout this show for the next 90 minutes. You're going to have some fun. I'm going to have fun serving you because without serving you, I'm not happy. And how about that? I'm just literally not happy. So this is your time. Call your neighbors and your friends. Let them know we're on live and give them the number, 319-527-6234. It's going to be a live hotline. They can actually call and get some help today. Today is the day of transformation. We'll be right back after this.
Dear parents, much of what we learn in this world comes directly from you.
Whatever your message is, it will become part of us forever.
Please teach us to accept one another. Teach us to respect one another.
Please, do not fill our minds with hatred. Do not expose us to bigotry.
Do not teach us to judge each other
by race,
religion,
orientation, or the color of our skin.
Teach us the concept of tolerance.
Teach us to understand one another.
Teach us to accept people
of different cultures
and persons with different beliefs than yours.
Please help us to create a world
where every man, woman, and child is treated equally.
Dear parents,
please don't teach us words of hate.
We learn from you every moment.
If you use certain words
which might be hurtful to others,
we will repeat that word.
Please don't show us acts of hate.
If you act against people of different faith,
we will repeat your actions.
Dear parents, we are your children.
And we are relying on you
to help us create a world where every person is tolerant of one another.
Hi, this is Barbara Hofmeister from BarbaraHofmeister.com. And in today's moment to be, we want to go further into knowing what you want. Because way too many people drift from one thing to another and the grass always seems greener on the other side. One day they're 50, 60 years old and they feel that they don't have much to show for. I don't want that to happen to you. You're much too valuable in this life. I want your life to be a success. This is why you've got to become crystal clear what it is that you want. What is your destiny? What is the legacy that you want to leave behind? And I want to leave you with one question. And I want you to reflect on that question. And reflect on it in writing again and again. And the question is, imagine you had all the money you would ever want. And you could do anything you want to do, knowing that you could not fail. What would you want to do? If you had no financial worries and you knew you couldn't fail, what would you want to do? What would get you up in the morning? What would keep you up at night? What would really get you excited? And reflect on that. Write it down. This is Barbara Hofmeister with your Moments to Be. See you soon. Bye.
Now for this week's lineup. Tomorrow night, I want you to...
I lost it all. My friends. My loved ones. But in life, there's always a chance to grow. From the struggle, from the pain, from the realness. Here's my story, Lord.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up, down. still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not just taking a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true. Alright. And all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. So much shit done happened that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister, raised a child. Kinda hurt me cause I could've had my own now. I lost my baby, damn, it's really getting home now. I just had to learn. This is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. The sky, Lord, why do I cry when no one is looking? Is the blame for this pain even caused by the shame of this fame I've been given? My pride don't cause me to hide my true feelings. Cause I can only be real. Hey, cause I can only be real. It's true, so please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do, cause there's no me without you, and all I wanna be is true,
alright, alright,
and all I wanna be is true,
alright,
and all I wanna be is true. And all I wanna be is true.
Alright.
And all I wanna be is true.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Odelia.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. I am so excited that you're here with me tonight. This means so much to me. I'm telling you, I have to say myself that song I kept on, like, repeat when I was going through what I was going through because it was just so hard. Life, things that I was going through, that thing called depression, which is what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about the truth about depression. The things that cause many people to go into that experience of depression, and what do you do once you have met this thing? How do you experience depression and then make it through on the other side when it's very dark, like what I did? It was very, very, what I went through. It was very, very, very dark. So in this experience, that song by Lloyd, is called True. And he was away for a while. It kind of reminded me of my story. He was away for a while, for a good little while. And as a result of him being away, he comes back and he puts this piece out. but it actually helps and inspires people. I want you to know that you can call in today, all right? Please call in. I'm going to have my daughter on the show in just a little while. She'll be here joining me live. And we're going to talk about this thing called depression. My daughter is actually someone who is very powerful, very awesome, and an amazing speaker. And also, she travels along with me when we do the global transformation tours and assemblies in the high schools and universities around the world. And she has always been the one that has really caught the mind and the heart of the people when she shared her story and things that she's been through. And I'm going to let her share her story and her experience. But I remember when my daughter told me that she was going to kill herself and gave me a deadline. She gave me a deadline. She was like, I'm going to do it in 2 weeks. And she was very serious and told me she had already tried to do it. Just it was not successful, but she did try. So I understand. And it can be very hard. So I want you to call in. Today is for you. It's for all of you. The number to call is 319-527-6234 and press the number 1. I'll see you when you call in. Okay? If you are on whichever network you're on, you can press the number 1 if you would like to chime in and say something. I really am very excited about this show today because I know that there are a lot of people that need help. I just not too long ago, last week, saw a young lady that was on the bridge, and she said she was going to jump. She didn't know whether she was going to jump over the bridge of the viaduct of the freeway or if she was going to go out into ongoing traffic. She was trying to make a decision as to what she was going to do. And I was very blown away, but it was that opportunity to be able to give a word. And when I told her I didn't have cash on me to give her, she said, you gave me something else that was very important, and that was you saved my life, right? So, listen, you're not alone. You're not alone. Okay, so why don't we do this? Happy is a very great song, right? This is our hour of power. This is our moment of hope. Depression is real, and it's oftentimes overlooked. And a lot of times the onset comes as a result of life's trauma. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay, KK. Yes, it is. This is one of my favorite faves. Happy by Pharrell Williams.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
Yes, yes, yes. Clap along if you feel if that's what you want to do. I tell you one thing, and one thing for sure, it gets better. It is definitely light at the end of the tunnel. Definitely. It's not what they say. Don't think that it's over, because it's not. Don't think your life is over, because it's not. It's really not. There's so much to live for, and I know that some of you may feel that it is not, but it definitely is. And just in a moment, we're going to have my daughter calling in just a moment here at the 9:30 o'clock. We will hear from Miss Lauren Landing. Let me play something else. We're having some fun tonight. We're just going to enjoy. And some of the things that I like to hear is I love my R&B. I am music. So I love a lot of things. When it comes to depression, I never thought I would experience it. And I woke up one day and I said, well, I'll be darned. I think I'm depressed. And I had a very big heart. I had a very hard time accepting that I was depressed. I couldn't believe it, because not me. But according to statistics, there are a lot of people who are depressed and don't know it. And the depression comes as a result of oftentimes trauma that has been suppressed. Us overthinking in our mind, going over and over and over in our minds regarding pain. A painful story in our life can cause you to lose it all. And what I want to inspire you to know is that the thoughts that we think, yes, they come, and you may feel to your, you may say to yourself, well, I can't control what I think. I have no control over the thoughts that come to my mind, and I understand exactly what you say. But one thing I'm going to invite you to do is when those negative thoughts come, even though you may feel as though there is absolutely nothing that you can do to stop the thoughts from going over and over and over again, where we want to say, would you please shut the hell up? It's hard to think of anything. The bad situation is hard for us to think of it any other kind of way other than bad, right? I want you to know that if you decide to just say out loud that thing that we call depression, and we think about that story that that we're running over and over again like a tape recorder in our head, I want you to allow yourself to be free to scream, to say, no, I'm not listening to you, to over-talk it. Over-talk the thought. Okay? Can I inspire you to do that? Just an idea. I want you to feel free to call me. Call me live here. I want to hear from you. If you're feeling like you're depressed, you're down and out, you can call 319-527-6234 if you are not on the line already on the J. King Network. And if you're on the J. King Network and you're calling in on that line, feel free to press the number one. Let's talk. Tonight, we're going to be talking to my daughter around 9:30. At 9:30, we're going to be bringing her in. And Lauren's going to talk about, Lauren is young. She's in her 20s. And we're going to have a real candid conversation. I don't even know what my daughter's going to say because you know what? We're going to just keep it real and there's no filter here. All right? There's no filter. None whatsoever. We're going to talk about the keys to the world here, that love. We're going to get past this experience of depression. Check this out as we wait for my sweetums, I call her. LJ Reynolds, that's a good one, from Dramatics. If I had a key to the world, wrong one. It's that one. This is my shit. All right, guys, I'm telling you, get on the phone, tell your neighbors, call your neighbors and friends, because we are live. I want to hear from you.
Get together and give a big hand.
I love you all.
The one and only,
depression is not a life sentence. There is hope. Yeah. Come on now.
Girl, I give you everything. If I had a key to your heart. Girl, I make the fire start. Then I give you love and peace and love and love and love and love and more love. Plus I give you me. Then I'll have the key. If I had a key to the world. Nothing will keep us apart. Ooh, I know I'll make it with you. And I give you love and peace and love and love and love and love and all the love. Plus I give you me. Then I'll have the key. I give you me. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Princess Cecilia. You're tuning in to the True Purpose Development Show. Tonight we're talking about that thing called depression. Yeah, that little sucker that's coming around and touching people, and people are going through things, and there are a lot of symptoms that people are going through, and they don't understand what they're experiencing. And they don't know how to recover. So tonight, I want you to have your people to call in, 319-527-6234. We're going to be talking to my beautiful daughter who has just called in, and we're going to get her right on the line and give her a wonderful, wonderful. Wait a minute, hold on. I got to give you an applause, okay? This is my daughter, Lauren Blanding. Welcome. Hello. Welcome to the
Thank you.
Look at that.
Yes.
Well, welcome back. All right. Good evening. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing fine. I'm being a mother right now, and they're having a late dinner. That's fine, and they'll be going to sleep very soon, but I'm here and ready. How are you guys?
Oh, just awesome. It's just you and me. Just me and you.
Oh.
It's just me and you. Yeah. Well, no, we're not. It's not just it's just us in the studio, but there are a lot of people listening in the background. And so tonight we're doing it how we do it, and that is enjoying ourselves. We've got some music and
freestyle.
We want to talk about this thing called, yeah, freestyle. Yes, that's right. We're going to talk about this thing called depression.
This is not rehearsed.
Not at all. And one of the things that I know that you've been through is depression. And I, in spite of all of the things that you may have had and the things and all of that, you have real life things. So I shared that you actually did go through depression when you were younger. And I wanted to talk about that. Where did it start? Let's go there. Where did depression start?
When did depression start for me? You want a year? You want a experience that I can recall most? Or how do you want that? You want a, because I don't know it by year. But I can
no, not by year. Not by year. Let's talk about you experiencing depression when you were in high school and going through the suicidal thoughts and the conversation that you had with me back then. Let's start there. How was that for you?
Okay. It was life-changing. That's a long story, but to keep it cute, as I would say, it was trying, you know, Mom, because you know how we look at life, you know how we think of God and think of our higher power, and think of, you know, like, you know how much respect we have for ourselves and respect we have for our path and respect we have for our destinies and how much patience we have for the Lord, amen, and how much patience we have for ourselves. But it's very trying, young and enlightened and ready for God and ready for, you know, just whatever can happen and things hit you. It's frightening. It can be very frightening. It can be trying. And I can recall losing myself. I'm shaking. I can recall losing myself. Depression is not funny. Mental health is very serious. It wasn't until recently I was able to look at depression on the outside and say, wow, I was wearing that like a coat, like a favorite coat of mine.
Yeah.
And I was so, because, you know, like, I've learned that, like, I had to stop trying to make it seem like it was okay. And because I'm enlightened and because I was in high school and I was one of those millennials that would walk around like ready, it still hurt me, but I put that smile on my face for so long, it started to just kind of like, I'm lying to myself. So, I mean, long story short, I had to stop lying to myself. And it wasn't until recently I stopped lying to myself, like, okay, I'm not okay. You know what I'm saying? This is not funny. Like, not saying I ever laughed at it, but you're trying to help others and you're trying to put other shoes on and try to see it from their shoes and trying to relate so much and trying to be okay so much. You have to understand it's okay not to be okay. And it wasn't until recently...
Yeah.
I knew that it was, you know, I could really see and really feel the meaning of, you know, the slang, the phrase of it's okay not to be okay. But high school was trying times for me. I did graduate high school. I danced in high school, went off to college for a few years. I did radio in college. I did dance in college. I was on the Jazzers team. And, you know, I thrived, but I was depressed throughout all of that. You know, I was depressed, because I was always trying to be okay. And I felt like I lost myself when I lost my room, you know, like when I was up where I thought I was up, you know, and before high school, it really started before high school, you know, when you had to look at, you know, you were gifted something and you were able to live a certain way and then it gets pulled away from you. And then you don't really notice anything until, you know, your friends start changing and people start looking at you different and you have to, you know, just a different city, different strokes, different folks. It just, you know, it's a change. Change the more you grow up, the more you see, the more you grow up, you get to realize that, you know, growth comes with experience. So the more you experience, the better, the more you'll know.
So you would say, because during that time, and just for those people, for those who are just calling in, I'm having a conversation with my daughter, Lauren. And Lauren is sharing her experience of depression and how she experienced it in high school. And one of the things that is very important for just a drop on this is that what Lauren is talking about when you lose your things. We were homeless at that time. I had lost everything in that last recession that was brought on during with the real estate here. And I lost everything. So she was one of those who had things and the things on the block, but then it was all taken away because we lost the house that we built. We lost everything. So you went through that, and she's a kid. So a lot of times what else she's talking about is having a mom that is telling her that everything's okay and teaching, you know, I know there are so many people that are out there right now. You are you're doing the best that you can to help your child make it through a storm that you're in. And sometimes our intention is to make it where it's good for them, where they're happy in the midst of it. And there still needs to be a conversation, like what you're saying, Lauren, I'm hearing you, that it wasn't okay. Like, it was some real things going on, and to be a child to go through that, that was a lot. And that lot, I was moving so fast, I didn't address that. So now fast
forward. But God is a merciful God. God is a merciful, sorry to interrupt you. God is a very merciful God. It's just when you're so strong and you just know it's okay, it's always going to be okay. It, you know, you just, it's like a sense of knowing, but you got to look at that. You got to stop for a second and say, it's okay not to be okay. I have to know that it's okay not to be okay. And God, when God's ready, that's when he's ready. You know what I'm saying? It's not in our timing, it's in God's timing. That's what I mean. So I just had to know that, and I did know that, but I'm still human. You know what I'm saying? I still have feelings. Now I'm young. I had young feelings at that. I still have young feelings. I'm 26 years old and growing. It's a constant fight every day. It's a fight, but God is so good. He is so good, and this New Year's is a new year to remember. God is good, and I'm ready for this year. Nothing's gonna stop me.
Right. Nothing will stop you. And we have a caller that has their hand up, and we're going to let them on in. Okay, thank you.
Say hello and happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Miss Valentine.
Happy New Year.
How are you doing?
I was listening
to your daughter. I'm sorry, sweetie. I chop up folks' names. That's why I didn't name everybody in my life as nicknames. How do you pronounce your name?
Lauren. She's Lauren.
Yes, I didn't know who you were referring to. I apologize.
Lauren.
Yes.
Lauren. How old are you now, sweetie?
26.
Okay, I'm 65. Well, I'll be 65 on the 15th of next month. Oh, no, this month, because today is January the 1st. On the 15th, I'll be 65. And I was listening to you say that as a child, you went through depression. Well, I've suffered with depression all of my life and still do. Mm. And just recently, I was... the doctors found some things in me, and they call it lung cancer. Well, before the lung cancer, they said it was COPD. And I had got in a comfortable spot in my life. Remember now, I'm suffering with depression and all my life. So that means that I have been off and on meds. I have been used as a guinea pig to find out. Back in the day when I was like in my teens and my 20s, science really didn't know what bipolar or borderline personality disorder and all of those such things were.
Mm-hmm.
So they labeled all of us schizophrenic. And my mom was schizophrenic. My brother was retarded with schizo. And my sister, it affected her. So I had to learn about the illness as I got older, because I got to a place in my life, I said, damn, everything is so messed up, you know. At that time, it was fucked up. It was really, why is this going on? What is this? But I found myself not understanding things, or I would put myself in situations, or I would go through situations that I just knew that were different, you know, the way I respond to certain situations. It was just a ball of confusion in my mind, and I wanted to get out of that ball of confusion. So before I continue, I was just wondering, did you feel like that a little bit? when you were going through the depression.
Yeah. She's asking you a question. She said when you were going through depression. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry about that. Okay.
That's okay.
That's okay. She's dealing with children as well. Yeah.
I'm
saying she wants to know if you can repeat the question because
when you were going through that, you said as a child, what were some of the symptoms? What were some of the issues? What were some of the, you said you were involved in activities and stuff like that. Well, what made you realize that you were depressed, that you had a semi-issue?
My reactions to things, because I remember where I was in my happy place. You know, I can think back to that, and I grew up in a nice, I believe that my heart was pure and my energy was pure, and even in the dark, or if there was darkness around, it was always purity with me and my mom and my brother, you know, just my family. It was just always pure no matter what. That's real freedom. And it just kind of, when it...
Okay, hold that thought. I'm just asking you the questions to...
Go ahead.
When I was
certain
young like
that,
I felt like that, but I felt alone. And I felt alone. You know, and I would kind of like stay within myself. And, you know, like by me being a Black American, I would do things that my family thought was weird, like listening to white music. And everybody during that era was listening to Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5s, and things of that such. So I really didn't think nothing was weird about it, that I just like white music, you know. I just like that. But it was something that was different. I wasn't drawn and you know what, it's kind of hard to explain, but I was just asking you the question so that I could see, you know, well, we're both on that same vibe, per se. You understand what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying now, that what you just said, that you, it had nothing to do with your upbringing. You know, you were brought up in a nice environment. So was I. I was brought up in, not as they call it, a hood today. I was brought up, I was taught how to use the utensils, you know, how the proper way to place a plate setting on the table, you know, how to dress, how to match. My personal hygiene was good. Go ahead, sweetie.
Yeah, well, I put out that analogy so that you can understand that I come from positive. So when I'm feeling the negative, I can really know the difference. I can know what's going on with me. It was just a certain trigger. You know, I can see my reactions changing. I can see how I'm like, wow, I feel a different energy I'm portraying. So that's how I could feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was, so you heard what she said. So in her analogy was not so much of the things, but it was the presence and the energy that we kept around us. But she was saying, when you asked her earlier, how could she tell that she was depressed, she was saying because of the shift in energy. So it was that shift that caused it. And wouldn't you say, though, too, Lauren, at the time that you were going through that experience, even though I remember you giving me a list of things that you said were the reasons that you wanted to end your life, and you had given me the 2-week time frame, in that time, we were dealing with homelessness. We had lost everything at that time. So when you were going through that, it was the trauma. It could be a combination of things. Mommy was with, I had an abusive marriage in my first marriage. It was an abusive relationship. The children witnessed some things they never should have had to witness. When I left, she was young, but still. Then my daughter went through other traumas. And I... Mama can do it all. wanted to keep everything on. I kept things on the inside, and I figured I could help my baby the way I could help my baby, but I didn't send my baby to a professional therapist, even though one tried to come about, and then they said, oh, you're fine. She's good now. We had gotten her out of the dark. So, you know, that part right there, there was a lot of trauma that she was also dealing with as a child. And mommy was moving so much. I didn't have much time. I didn't realize what my children had missed in my hustle and bustle. We're going to take let's listen to some music. I know this is a song that Lauren, I'm going to play it for Lauren. It's by Kenny G. And it's The Ocean Breeze. And Lauren told me earlier, she was like, mommy, I was watching her as she was in her little, in her mode of ambiance. She said this song gave her peace. So I'm trusting that this song will inspire someone or give someone else peace that's listening. And again, you're not alone. This is a True Purpose Development Show, and tonight we're talking about that thing called depression. And the mics are open, so please call in. Thank you, Valcine, for calling in. Please call in. The number is 319-527-6234, and we will be right back. We're gonna listen to you. That was for Lauren. Yes. I just want to sit down and just.
That's wonderful, but you know what? I was sitting here, and I listened to this challenge when she said the energy around her, and I was thinking, excuse me, about being her age and as young as she was when depression hit her. And I was just, first of all, I want to say Happy New Year to the both of you, but I was just reminiscing. And when you brought up, I praise God. She mentioned about God, so I'll praise God right now that the mother and the daughter is making a bond, and the mother is apologizing in so many, what I'm feeling is the mother is apologizing that I caused this, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And this is what it does.
Hmm.
Right.
Wow.
And my mom didn't never get to the point where she could do that. And I used to sit around and I used to say, if it wasn't for you, you know, me, my sister, or my brother would be where we are mentally or physically,
right.
You know, in the environments that we were placed in. And it's a pitiful thing. But I was sitting here and Kenny G didn't help me none. It was kind of sad. But I can relate to that. But I wish that I could have expressed that to my mother and have a decent enough mother to do what you're doing today to try to make that bond. In other words, I'm sorry. Because what it does is makes us for the rest of our lives have to watch our triggers, have to try to say the situations or the things that we're going through now or have been through to get a grip on it and recognize that we're suffering with depression.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
And thank you, Mom, for that. Happy New Year to everybody out there, definitely. So
happy New Year. Yes, absolutely.
But I went all the way in the darkness. And when I got all the way in the darkness, whichever way I went, I don't have to go through a long, drawn-out story of that, but I went through drugs and relationships and drawing for attention and trying to be something that I could never be or trying to be something that I wanted to be and not recognizing that I'm not normal. You know, the things I think are not normal. They're scary. And I'm not saying that I would go and chop somebody's head off or do something unthinkable.
Kill yourself.
But exactly. Well, I tried that. I tried to do that, to slice my wrist. But I really didn't want to slice my wrist all the way because if I sliced my wrist all the way, I was going to die. But I just wanted to get... attention.
And that's
what is it?
I had told my mom that I wanted to kill myself, and some of it, that's why I wanted to say something before you move to pass this point, but it was some of it was for the attention. I wanted to feel how would somebody, you know, feel if I was gone.
I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you, sweetie. I don't know what that is in the background. Is that music or what?
Okay, that's music. So let me turn.
Yes, I wanted to feel. I wanted to hear what somebody would say or I wanted to see what they would do or how they would feel if I was gone. It wasn't only that, but I wanted to hear, like, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to have support. I wanted to see if it was actually...
I know exactly what you're saying.
It's so hard to... I mean, it sounds pretty silly, but it, you know,
no,
I'm glad
no.
I did something.
You know what I did one time that might sound kind of really weird? I was with a girlfriend. And I don't know why I did this, and I just thought about it a couple of years ago. I went in a bathroom, her and her boyfriend, and I ran some water, and I act like I was drowning myself to get attention. And she was in a relationship, and I was in a relationship, and I wanted this love, I guess. And so I act like I was going to drown myself. I got in the water, and the guy dragged me out the water, and this is a true story, and I don't know if you get offended or not with foul language, but he grabbed me and he said, "Bitch, you trying to kill yourself in my woman's house? Is you crazy?" Yeah. I said, "Oh my God, I'm really crazy." You know, I'm saying to myself, you know, but what made me do that? And I was depressed. You see what I'm saying? So I understand when you try to commit suicide. Been there, done that. Tried to risk and all that stuff. But I literally got in this brand new water and go get somebody to come see me. And I knew they were going to be looking for me or something. I think at that time we were smoking weed or something. And they were looking for, she was looking for me. And it's what that illness does. Attention. That's what suicide is.
Yeah.
Attention. And sometimes they go too far.
Mm-hmm. I want to let everybody know what we're doing. This is top of the hour, 10 p.m. And what we're talking about tonight is that thing called depression. I'm your host, Dr. Princess Adelia. We have our wonderful queen caller, Faustine, who's on the line, as well as my daughter. We're having a candid conversation about this thing called depression. And listening to some music and just kind of like imagine sitting beside the fireplace and having a conversation. I've just opened up the chat as well. And I also want to extend the offer that if you're called in on BG Radio or the J. King Network as we are streaming live, on both networks, I want you to press the number 1 if you have a question, if you are in pain, if you're suffering from depression. I am a licensed professional and parapsychologist, and I am here to help you from the inside out. It's called that healing. And I love you guys. I love all of you guys for calling in. So we do have 2 callers who would like to chime in, and I'm going to open up the mic for the last four numbers, 4138. Caller, go ahead. Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show. How are you? Who am I speaking with?
It's Mary, Dr. Pinto.
Hi, how are you?
Good evening to all of you ladies. I'm good. How are you?
I'm amazing. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Happy New Year to all you beautiful ladies and all you beautiful listeners out there.
Happy New Year. So thank you. And that's my daughter,
it's a great,
Lauren.
Great, great show tonight. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Been listening the whole time. So hello to Lauren. Hello, Valtine.
Hello.
I think it's a great show. This is a topic I think that is not, you know, talked about enough because people – it's hard for people to open up and really tell, you know, shit that they've been through and feelings that they have. And because we all want to be strong and we don't want anybody to, you know, we don't want to be vulnerable and want people to know our weaknesses.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And I commend all of you, you know, for sharing your stories. It definitely helps a lot of people.
Well, thank you so much, Mary.
Have you ever experienced anything?
Yeah. Have you ever experienced?
Of course. Yeah, I.
Mm-hmm.
I have. I probably struggled with bouts of depression. I can relate to what Lauren and Valtine said about, you know, trying to commit suicide. You don't really want to die, but for me, it was like a cry for help. Right? I needed something. I never really figured out what that something was, but I know that, you know, I sat in front of my mother and downed a bunch of pills And she called an ambulance, and I had to go and get my stomach pumped and have charcoal pumped into my stomach to soak up.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, to have charcoal pumped into my stomach to have that, you know, anything that was left in there soaked out or soaked up. That was a horrific experience. I never wanted to go through that again.
Wow.
But it was a cry for help. I was a young teenager. I was probably like 13, 14 years old. There had been a lot of stuff that had happened already in, you know, in my life. And it was, you know, I wanted somebody to notice me because I felt like I was just being left, on my own accord. I got noticed, but it wasn't in a good way. I remember after that, my sister and my mother kept trying to get me committed into, like, into a what we called back then, and this isn't to be offensive to anybody, but the cuckoo home, the cuckoo house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a term. That's just a term that we used back then. It's not. It don't mean to be offensive.
Oh yeah, no, that's nice.
And I'm 48 years old. So back in those days, depression wasn't something. It was definitely not something that we dealt with back then. You know, it wasn't something that was talked about. It was less talked about then than it is now. And, you know, families and people tried to keep that stuff on the hush because nobody wanted that to be, it was a stigma, you know, nobody wanted to carry that around. And I kept telling them, I had to convince them that, look, I didn't really want to die. I needed some attention. I needed you guys to notice me. I needed you to know that I was here, you know, because my mom was out doing her thing, living her best life, but, you know, she was young. My sister was married with kids already and, you know, away from the home, living with her husband on their own. And I was kind of left to my own accord to run the streets and get in all kinds of trouble and do all kinds of shit I should have been doing at 13, 14 years old. Even though I could handle it, right, I was out there, I was doing it, I was holding my own, I still needed that family stuff. And at the time, my mother just wasn't, she was going through her own stuff. So she just wasn't able to give me what it was that I needed. So luckily I did not succeed. And I'm here today to tell my story. And ever since then, I've, struggled with depression in and out. We go through moments. But I know that for myself, I recognize that I know when the depression is coming on, right? I mean, it's almost like a panic attack. I know, like, okay, oh, shit is not feeling right. I need to do something. So I do things like positive affirmations, calling my friends, calling my family, you know, doing something for somebody else because that always, you know, makes us feel good or always makes me feel good to try to thwart that depression from actually taking its full-blown course on.
And well, then and, we still have to learn those assertiveness skills, you know?
Exactly.
Wow.
Because I was lacking that all the way. What's assertive? Yeah. What that mean?
Right.
You come to this class and find out what this means, Val. I say, oh, okay. And then I say, oh, I do act like that. Oh, I did do that. Oh, I did say that. Wow. And you say, that's because of that?
Wow.
And you get to scratching your head.
And
it's not dealing with things that have been, a lot of times it's suppressed trauma. And the seeking attention, it's very deep. We have somebody who has raised their hand, and the last four numbers is 5227. And Mary, thank you for sharing your story. I want you to later let people know about your show too. The caller, thank you for calling the True Purpose Development Show. Who is this we have here, 5227?
Well, hello, Dr. Adelia. This is Mr. John. How are you?
Well, how are you, Mr. John Beckman? How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you, and I'm so glad to listen to your show and hear everybody speaking.
Well, awesome.
Happy New Year, Beckman.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Hi, Delphine. Happy New Year.
Awesome.
I have a question for you, Doctor.
Yes.
And it kind of, Mary made a mention of it. When I was about 26, 27 years old, I started to experience what I didn't know at the time, what were panic attacks. Are panic attacks a form of depression?
Panic attack, I'm not going to say it's a form of depression, but it is a side effect. It's a symptom that a lot of people who are going through depression may experience.
Okay.
Yeah, that it is something that you may experience. I found for myself, in my own personal experience, that I never felt that I would be anxious or anything like that, but due to some of the trauma and triggers, see, I was, like my daughter said, how I did my children, I thought it was the best thing. Everything's good, happy, 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 everybody's happy, happy, happy. I never stopped and said, you're standing in this room. This is the real thing. Sit on the freaking couch and observe where you are instead of living your life as if you're just looking out the big picture window in the front and you're not paying attention to life for real, the reality of it inside that you're dealing with. But I thought that was just the perfect thing. But for my children, I needed to have a conversation with them to say, this is the room we're in. Yeah, your dad went through this, and we went through this with your father. And I don't want to put that out there about, you know, my ex, because he was also dealing with the mental illness, I found out later. Okay? So mom made the choice to stay in these situations, right? I mean, I did. But they didn't have to come and be, you know, born into Beirut. I did that, stayed as long as I did. I remember when Lauren sat on the steps at 5, and she said, she had her hands over her chin. And caller, I see you. I don't know the number, but I can let you in, and you can join the panel with all of us here. We're family, and we're having conversation. I'm getting emotional here, guys, because this was very hard. Because I've recently dealt with depression. And with my quote-unquote happy ass, as my girl Momo B calls me, she says, sit your happy ass down, because I had a show about 10 years ago, and it was on depression. And I said, oh, God, you know, everybody can just be happy. Just say that you're happy. If you're depressed, then you just want to be
people know they're crazy.
I'm like, you just want to be happy. You just want to be depressed. You keep thinking about the negative things. What's wrong with that picture? Stop thinking about it. And she got on my face, my social media, and she said, sit your happy ass down. And I thought, oh, poor thing. She just doesn't understand. Until you wake up one morning and you're like, what the hell just happened here? I'm depressed. Damn. You know what I mean? And
people know they're crazy.
So, you know, it was that, you know, but, and that is a true statement, though. At the end of the day, it's just one of those things.
Okay.
That try us. It really is. Yes, it is something that we can overcome. Yes, there is hope. Yes, there is through positive affirmation and constantly working in the gym on that one. Not something, you know, like being in the physical gym. You go in there and work your muscles. For as long as you're working your muscles are looking good. Stop work going to the gym, and you'll find out about how those muscles are looking afterwards, you know? We're here today talking about that thing called depression, and we're sharing our story and we're talking about it. And this is a part of healing and a moment of hope for people who are experiencing depression. Yours truly. The queen of inspiration has experienced depression. I'm also here with my daughter, Lauren, who has shared. She's sharing her story, and she's sitting here. Chime in when you want to, sweetheart. We have Mary from Mary Had a Little Cancer, the show on the J. King Network. We also have Valcine, who's also one of the queens of on Kings in the Morning and on the J. King Network as well. Guys, we have, for those of you who are just calling in, please press the number one. If you need some encouragement, if you would like to talk, we're here. This is a safe place, and we will be here. So thank you for calling in. The mic that I've just unmuted, it doesn't have, it just says 111. So I think you're calling from online. Thank you for calling the True Purpose Development Show. Who do we have here? Greetings.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Anthony A.K. King.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you called it. Happy. Well, good evening, and thank you for calling in. And I forgot about Beckman. We have King Beckman, too. And this is King Anthony King.
Wonderful, wonderful show tonight. I'm going to start with the baby girl. Baby girl, I'm so proud of you for being on the show, for being so young, and being willing to talk about the game. And you're on the phone with a bunch of old heads to let you know you're in the right space, because communication is how you're going to get through the whole thing. So it's a beautiful thing. Beckman, you asked a question about depression and its association with panic attacks. Because I'm diagnosed with depression, I have depressive disorder, paranoid personality disorder, PTSD, agoraphobia, which means afraid of movement in large spaces and can't be on the freeway and a bunch of stuff that when you put it in thought form, it'll fuck you up.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make you want to jump off the whole goddamn thing. And I'm going to tell, Valcine didn't know this, and Mary didn't know this, but Dr. Princess knew this, and baby girl, you didn't know this. Beckman and Dr. Princess knew this, because we were on the phone last week. And last Thursday, I was on the phone at 4 a.m., with the suicide prevention line. And my cousin Jay King called, because this shit, depression is a cold game because it's way past thought. And Beckman, you ask, is it in relation to panic attacks? Let me walk you through this. Anxiety, right, is an idea that triggers, right, panic. Right? Not necessarily depression, and depression doesn't necessarily trigger panic, because you can be depressed without depressive disorder. Is a bunch of badass thoughts, but no panic. Panic attacks are something totally separate, right? They're triggered by anxiety, probably closer to events that have occurred. Depression is a spirit. An idea, right, that you can't overcome. It's way past just thinking a thought. Because here's how we're taught in school, right? Here's how we're taught. You're supposed to go to school, sit in a class, learn a lesson, pass the test, get a good grade, and be approved of by the public. That's how we define ourselves. Depression ain't got nothing to do with that. Depression is an idea that you can't process. It's a feeling. It's a spirit. It's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It's really almost a conscious reality of why you shouldn't even be here.
Mm-hmm. It's false evidence appearing real. And it
I disagree with that. It's evidence.
Yeah,
to me, this is where we have to start talking. Because the idea that is false, to me, is dismissive.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't fit the norm. You know, somebody said, how could somebody want to commit suicide? Well, somebody that wants to commit suicide is saying, how could you want to live?
Mm-hmm.
How could you want to be here and get up and have to be taxed and try to find a way to eat and try to find – how many times can we eat? How many times can we drink water just to have to pay bills and be here and be lied to and be – you know, it's depression is a real talk, right?
Yes.
If you commit suicide – you've had some real talks with yourself, not some phony shit, some real shit.
Yes, yes.
So real that only few people you can talk to about it. Say, hey, man, this is how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And Beckman, I'm going to say this to you because this line is recorded, then I'm going to move on. Hey, man, when I was on the phone with you and Dr. Princess Adelia Thursday and we were talking and we were all in boo-hoo tears, and I shared that, I've never in my life heard a man cry for me like you did, to pour your soul out, to tell me how you were here for me. And, man, I love you so much, and I appreciate you, and I'm glad you're my neighbor. And if I ever had that thought, I would come sit on your porch and knock on your door.
You better.
Because depression is some real shit. I'm probably I'm the most talented nigga I know. If y'all listen to my music, I can play and I can sing and I can do all of that shit and got a bunch of money. I don't need nothing.
Yeah.
That's how I know depression is real. Depression didn't ask you what you have. Depression don't give a damn about none of your accolades.
Mm-hmm.
It's that space that says, hey, man, why you want to continue to be here?
Yeah.
How you feel right now? This ain't nothing. What you want to do, man? You want to wake up tomorrow and do this over again, and it gets heavy. This is the best thing happening right now that we can communicate these ideas. I love every last one of you. Dr. Princess, I know who you are, and I really appreciate you. For allowing the show to come to you, because this is the kind of thing I'm talking about with you, and I appreciate it. Baby girl, you're in the right place.
Yes, she is. And AK, can I say something?
Go ahead. We do have a caller.
Go ahead, Beck.
Yeah.
Okay, let Beck say
and Doctor, maybe you can help me with this too, but I think why it hit me so hard when I heard what AK was talking about last Thursday morning and the suicide hotline, why it hit me so hard is that my brother shot himself in the mouth and killed himself. And I wasn't able to have these talks with him, obviously, before he did that. And I think that's why it hit home with me so much when I heard AK talk about it. Because I kind of look at AK like a brother.
Yeah.
And, man, I think that's... this is such a beautiful thing to talk about that unfortunately I didn't have the chance to talk to my brother about, and I didn't know how to back then. I tried. I didn't know he was going to shoot himself, but I knew he was going through marital problems and whatnot, so I tried whatever I could to make him happy. But, man, this is some beautiful stuff.
And before you take that call, let me say this, Beck. Shout out to my cousin, Jay King.
Yes.
Founder of the Jay King Network. He's my cousin, but we're more like brothers and twin spirits. He's the yin to my yang. And when I was on the phone with the suicide hotline, normally Cuz calls me at 5 a.m., maybe 6 a.m., but I said I was on the phone with them at 4 a.m. because my thoughts were so rampant, and I wanted to talk to somebody, and I didn't want to talk to nobody. When you're in depression, depression starts to take over. I could have called Valcine, but I didn't. Valcine's my best friend. Me and Valcine been talking on the phone for 10-plus years. Beckman's my neighbor, and I didn't call him. But in the moment that I'm on the phone with the suicide hotline, my cousin called me at 4 a.m., and I was talking to the lady. They were about to send a ride share to my house to take me to emergency. And my cousin called. I plugged him into the phone. I told the lady who he was. And he said, I got him from here. I love you guys.
Yeah. Jay King.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that.
Ooh, this is God's work right here, working through his people.
I'm telling you, this is amazing. We have to do this. We have to do this. And I saw that young lady.
90 seconds.
22 wanting to jump over the bridge there. I said, I can't be quiet anymore. You got to get over this, whatever. This is all done. I know the power of affirmation and all of that. I don't want to miss this caller.
How do you expand? How does she expand, Mary?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you one minute. I want to acknowledge.
It'll allow it to.
60 seconds.
Yeah. And I have music. Once you have music playing, it does its thing. I have a caller. It's a 5964. Thank you for calling the True Purpose Development Show. Who do we have here?
How y'all doing? My name is Akil. How you doing, Auntie?
Oh my God.
Hey.
What's here?
Happy New Year, Akil.
Happy New Year.
Wow.
This show has been crazy. It's crazy. You texted me earlier this week to hop on, I think it was this show. And I think for me, depression looked like a huge smile. And it looked like success and money. When I would tell people that I was going through things, you know, they would laugh because I'm always the one that's uplifting everybody else. I am always the one that's taking people out of their problems. And
can you imagine?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
I thought I thought about that concert or something. I think this show has been amazing. You know, no matter what God has done for me in my life, that's good. I thought I had seen the best of it, and I thought it wouldn't be better. And honestly, I had purchased a gun about 5 years ago. And, you know, I was ready to give it up. I was ready to just walk away from everything. And the only reason I didn't is because my little brother would be the first one home. And I didn't want him to see me like that. And I tell people all the time, to the people I speak to about this, you know, if that had been my death date and I had felt like I had seen the best of my life and nothing would get better, from that date to now, God has done some miraculous things. And Auntie, you've been in my life, and baby girl, I came in late. I don't know if you said your name, but baby girl, y'all have been family. Y'all have been phenomenal. This show is changing lives. It is so.
Hey,
I just want to say thank y'all. Thank y'all for everything that y'all are doing. This is a wonderful way to hit this new year off right. And I love y'all. Thank y'all.
Love you too. Before you go, Akil, for you guys who don't know Akil Alvin, and this is me to uplift you, I'm putting you on the pedestal because this is some real stuff. And I don't know, one day when I told you when I want you to come on the show, I want you to share your story because I remember before all of this.
Okay.
Pardon?
No, I said okay.
Hello?
I'm with you.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I'm here.
So Akil Alvin has just been featured in the 30 Under 30 in Forbes. Akil Alvin has many awards and accomplishments in media. He has a phenomenal media company, and he did all of our commercials, video commercials, and everything. I mean, top of the line. He's for the Tigers and, just some of everyone. His awards are in the museum, the African Historical Museum in Michigan. This young man didn't have a silver spoon. Akil, I had no idea that you
were even contemplating suicide 5 years ago. I had, I just didn't know that you were going through that. And that there, again, lets me know that it's time to slow down, and this is the lane. I believe that I've been through whatever I've been through because I have to be able to relate to this. I have to. We all have a plan. All of us here, Akil, your life, how you've gone past. And I know everyone here has said how they are still dealing with it. We're living through the experience, living through it. Depression hits you in the head. It's like getting shot in the head. And if you were shot in the head physically and you made it through after that, you're going to have some healing process. You're going to go through some things. It doesn't just go, you were shot in the head. Well, on the spirit level, from the inside out, that's a big blow. That's a bigger blow. So, yes, you may constantly work through it, and some days you got to wake up, you will wake up in the morning and have to tell yourself, because there's a dark, deep valley part to this. And then we all feel when we come out of that deepest place, but then it peeks its head up. And we declare our healing and keep going. And then sometimes it'll trigger. And I really invite every last one of you to say to that thing when it comes up, that thing called depression, just say to it, huh, wait a minute. I'm not depressed anymore. Yeah, we've had an acquaintance. I've got a couple of scars from your ass, but I'm not you. And take one moment at a time. Imagine yourself in that happy place. Imagine yourself each moment. Take one moment at a time to just imagine. On that note, I want to do Melba Moore, Can You Imagine, the song that's on her new single. And I think, Anthony, you wanted to say something before we go into this song, great?
Yeah, we cool. We just talking.
Okay.
Melba did
you
a
know,
cut.
We don't
don't
need no,
let
don't need no,
nobody tell you what
shit.
You cannot
we've already been out here.
Yes.
I'm listening to the brother. You already said, you know, I got a bunch of money. I'll put my money up against anybody's. That ain't it. Accolades ain't it. I can out-sing everybody. I can outplay everybody. And I'm handsome.
Yeah.
That don't mean nothing.
And it
mental
doesn't.
Health. Mental health alone.
Clouds. Don't let nobody tell you, Melba Moore, what you cannot do.
Well, let's listen to her right now. Can you imagine?
Beckman is my neighbor. This is John Beckman.
Can you imagine?
Thank you, Akil. I love you.
Beautiful. Place of peace. Oh, I'm sitting here crying. Listen, let me share something. When I say what I say as I talk about our youth, he's a young man, he's under 30, like we said, when I was talking about Akil, I want people to know that a lot of people experience depression because of failed dream. They try and they tried and something happened, and for whatever reason, most times due to the lack of knowledge about their direction, people want to end it. Sometimes people have specific life traumas, like abuse or a troubled childhood, and it's very hard for them to cope with the story that they had. Many, many, many people suffer deeply because they couldn't make it. So one thing, or something was going bad and they believed in it so much and it didn't work out. So when you have those experiences, it's important for one, that's what we're going to talk about in further shows, those different areas and trigger points, the specific individual things, abuse, dream failures, family dysfunction, the feeling of not knowing who you are, feeling you have no purpose, you have no hope, that there is no point for you here on this earth. Each thing needs to be talked about. Each thing needs to be addressed.
Princess Adelia, and since you played Melva Moore, have you ever heard a song that she wrote called The Other Side of the Rainbow?
Yeah, long time ago.
Yeah.
And I don't have it on.
That would fit this perfectly.
Let me see. Well, you know what?
That's why y'all talking about
that.
Songs and shit?
Okay, well, hold on.
That call, I want to tell him, brother, I feel you. I don't know you. I know you know Dr. Princess, but I appreciate you pressing the one. I can feel your spirit, man. And man, I love you. I love you. And I'm super proud of you for being who you are. Whatever you offer this world, thank you for being here. Thank you for being here with me.
Yes, and he hung up, but I'm going to let him know that you said that, and he'll probably more than likely listen. He is, oh, man.
When he was talking and he was here, I could have told him, but then we got to go through a whole long thing.
Lord,
you know, because then you got to be the doctor, and everybody's already talking. And I hate that shit.
Well,
I hate
okay,
motherfuckers
okay,
start talking.
Okay, well,
mute me, motherfucking.
I know.
I know, because your ego ain't what's important. What I'm trying to tell you is let people talk.
Okay, and that is.
We don't need
so
a goddamn
wonderful.
Healing service every goddamn time.
Okay.
Motherfuckers know what they go through.
I love my brother. He's so wonderful, and we understand. But the show was ending, so I certain things I had to say. So we're going. I love you. But song about singing for you. What is it? Over the Rainbow. About singing over the. If that's what it's called, Over the Rainbow. And I think
right, the other side of the rainbow.
Other side of the rainbow. And I think that's wonderful. I'm going to look it up, and I'm letting my brother back in because he's
no,
up.
You mute me because your ego. Fuck the song.
Oh gosh, see, there we go. Okay, it's not ego.
Okay.
Wait, what happened? Did I miss something?
Can I
think
say
everybody.
Okay,
go ahead. Yes, absolutely.
Is he still on mute?
Yeah.
He is.
Our daughter was trying to say something.
Ego has a lot to do with depression, I think. I would say that ego can kill, you know, and I think that's just a strong. I mean, I wouldn't say my mom doesn't have ego, and I'm not stepping into anything, but I just think that's a little harsh.
Can you keep it real?
I think we all have ego, but we all have to go by the, you know, go by the show, right?
Yeah, it's okay. Because some people are able to express and in some networks, they,
but,
you know, you can
sorry.
Go ahead. It's
he's
time and place.
He is right, like a silent knowing between everybody. Between me, I think he's. I think what he's trying to say. I don't know what he's trying to say, but I can feel where he's coming from. Maybe we don't. I can feel where he's coming from. But I thank you for your words, Mom. I do, and yeah, maybe sometimes we can let other people talk and. We'll do that. You know, this show will have its. Everything's growing. You know, God is good. He's always, you know, he's always gonna be here. He's here from the time she started this, from the time we all got on this call. He's gonna be here when it all ends. So we're going great places. Nothing but up from here. So we just continue to grow as a family, all of us.
Thank you, baby girl. Mom loves you. We're
going to baby girl, you are so sharp, just like what I said when I came on here. Out of the mouth of babes, and if we parents could ever be as smart as our children, I'm even getting texts right now that said, told you cuz she wouldn't listen.
Okay.
Because nobody gives a damn about the song. We're really talking about real depression. The egos say the show should go a certain way. The real people are on your line. It ain't about you. It's about what we're feeling. John Beckman is a white man with a whole bunch of money that's my neighbor. We got a bunch of money. Money ain't the issue. Depression is. That's why we came to your show. Now, if I got a good – I know what Melba Moore been through. I know Melba Moore. I'm a singer and an actor. I know her. I know about her drug use. I know about all that. I heard her on the show. Her song ain't important. I got songs. I know Valsine. Valsine got cancer and COPD. Fuck the song. Now we going to probe my language? Why? So if I blow my head off, then y'all want to have some righteous-ass service about me? No, we on the phone. Your daughter's on the phone. The thought about suicide. If you ever thought about killing yourself, we need to have a real talk, pass a fucking song, pass the goddamn how we supposed to be talking. Fuck all that. We need to talk. What's happening? Man, I feel like blowing my fucking head off because I don't want to be here. Why? Because people are cruel. And if I do say something, I'll probably get muted because we got to follow a fucked up format. Why? Because my life ain't important. What's important? The next dollar?
No.
Ain't that why we're here?
No, we're here for...
Ain't that what happened to you, Dr. Princess? You talented as fuck. I heard your music. I heard your voice. You're beautiful.
Excuse me.
You're my friend on Facebook. You're beautiful.
I think it's a way to always say I think, I mean, because I honestly, I think what the problem is, we're not all, we all are, what is it, scripted? Everybody has to, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I don't think
yeah,
that she was trying
no, you're not.
The music
ahead, sweetie.
To maybe have some, yeah, no, because not all no disrespect, I mean, because I give a lot of respect to my elders, and like I had said before, God is good, he's here, and I'm not saying that, you're wrong for letting my mom know, hey, we may need to have more of a touchy-touchy type of situation versus just maybe you going by what she's going through. But at the end of the day, this is her show, and we are guests on the show, and I just feel like it was a little, just the way it delivered kind of offended me because we can't prance and dance on what is still going on at this moment. Whatever we're feeling and whatever we may, you know, whatever I may feel, I may want to take it another way. I want to say I love you all, and, you know, I want to go on and on about my young ways and how God is good today and all of that, but this is not my show. This is not, I wouldn't want to, you know, just, you know, I think you're speaking for you. Like you said, you got text messages from a few people, so, or whoever, so it's not just you, you know. Mom, I'm glad that you have friends or have guests on your show that can actually tell you, hey, whoa, like, because I don't even have to be here. They don't have to be here. They don't have to listen to the show. I think that's love. I think that's could be hard love, but I think that's love, and that's honesty, and that's his way of telling you, hey, I'm a listener, and I think, like, you know, I think I need to say something. So, but just the deliverance was a little harsh, but I understand, sir. I understand where you're coming from.
And I understand where you're coming from, baby girl. And I'm glad you're here. And I hear you, and I love you, and I support you, and I'm with
you. Too.
And your mom is phenomenal. You got a phenomenal bloodline. That's why we all here.
Thank you for that. Tell her, I mean, I love the love because I thought, I hoped with all of the love and the, you know, the people that feed into my mother, I was wondering if anybody noticed, you know, because my mom's been through some things, and we all can see there's a few times where she may, you know, everybody's not perfect, but maybe get off task or maybe, I don't know, she's not perfect. She's had head injuries, close head injuries. And she still thrives, and within that, we still kind of just, we kind of, within everything she does every day and how well she pushes herself on the outside and how she wants to help people, I kind of see the injury within her speaking. I see that, and it just, you know, it hurts me because I'm getting emotional. My mom is a beautiful person, and I thank you all for staying here with her She means what she says, but she does have a few injuries that she fights through, and it's beautiful how much she can accomplish, and all of the great people on her line right now. It's an honor to be here. It is an honor to be here, to even have a conversation with all of you all. It is an honor to be here, and just please have patience with my mother, because she does have that, though, and we all can just say that, yeah, there's room to grow with this, but my mom is going to make it. Her show is beautiful, and she's great, but, yeah, mom, listen to that.
Yes,
it may
is.
Have been harsh for me, but listen to that, Ma. Just listen to that. That's your partner.
Beautiful word.
Can I say something real quick? Dr. Princess Adelia, whatever you did a phenomenal job, because that is one of the most intelligent young ladies I've ever heard.
Amen.
Thank you, guys.
Baby girl, bad. Don't play.
Very well.
Baby girl,
very
bad.
Well.
She popped your
very
ass
well
down,
spoken.
Didn't she? No, she right with me.
What she wanted to
say, that's my baby girl.
Point across.
All right.
Beautiful, understanding.
But
way.
Sometimes constructive criticism is a mighty good thing.
Well, you know what? Baby girl know that whoever talking is with her mama. I'm a little
That's
older
right.
than your mama. I have had a few. I don't know your mom like that, but I have had a few soul-to-soul talks with her, and my soul is invested in Dr. Princess Adelia, and she knows it because we go hard, and I want her to be great, and I want her to know that even in her depression and things she's been through, and then she got to figure out how to be, you know, how to do the show and then how to be great and is it right or is it wrong. The reason I kicked the door off is so we can get to the good shit. And that's
right.
Where we are. That's
yeah,
what baby girl opened
but
up.
But we need it, Laura. And we need it,
Laura.
Baby girl. We need it for India.
She opened
said,
up.
You know, because we've been trying to say this for the longest. You
what
understand,
song?
Baby girl?
No, she knows.
Because
she knows if it was something to protect her mama from, she would have done that. But
oh,
she
yeah.
was saying, whoever you are, dude, I hear you. Right. Because we the same thing. And we just having
yeah.
a real talk for the first time.
And I thank you for,
you know, pass all the rule books. We doing it.
Yeah,
we don't
thank
have
you
time to play no more. We
you.
Need the help.
Yes.
I love
no,
you.
Because you are, I'm just saying, I'm glad that y'all saw that because, it can get heated. This is transparency at its best. This is about depression, and we're coming with our head injuries. We're coming with everything, you know what I'm saying? So that's good. I'm glad that you guys feel like we can open it up. Let's open it up. Let's continue to open it up. And, Mom, like I said, just continue to listen. Listen to those people tell you what you need to know about everything.
Right.
Oh, thank you.
Baby
thank
girl,
you,
you don't
baby.
Know this, but I have CTE. So, yeah, we do need this.
Lord. Well, I'm thankful to AK, because AK is the when he opened up about his situation and we all had that cry together. I know it now. You know I got to play. I'm going to have to put that one up in the queue, but not right now, okay? But we had that cry together, and it opened up. This is what it is. I've been praying. I've been, like, meditating, and God, like, I knew it was different than what it was before. I knew it had to be different. I knew that I know when I go through stuff that it's for a reason. But the show and its dynamic, it was like, what? And that day that we cried together, It was like it was an affirmation. It was done. It was the deal was done. And I thank you so much.
That day was as real could be.
Oh man, we were all crying. It was just wow. It was
It was revelation. It was a prayer answer. I mean, it took me three, four years.
Why are we like this? When we have close friends and people who we can relate to, we don't call them or we don't reach out.
Yeah.
And, well, I know I can only speak for myself.
Me too.
I've been doing that all of my life, point in my life where I would say, well, if everybody know I don't call them, I'm going through something. And then I'll come back around. That's why my logo or my stage name was SSV, Seldom Seen, Fell Seen. Nobody ever got that. And so I'm just asking a question to everybody that's here. Is that part of our illness?
That is.
That we push away from people?
Mm-hmm. It's called isolation.
Yep.
You go into isolation.
Yep.
And separation.
Yeah, I can tell you why it is for me. And I told this to Jay King before. I may have said it on the show. I don't remember. But I'm one of six kids. And growing up, my parents always taught me we were only supposed to be seen and not heard. So we didn't learn to communicate when we were little. And I think that stuck with me for the longest time. No matter what I would try to say, I knew it didn't matter.
P.S. I got two of your white horses on my horse.
Oh, wait. That's gracious.
Okay, Kay, mute yourself, baby.
I keep muting the wrong. I'm sorry, I muted the wrong person. Now I think I'm muted, Jay. AK, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Jay's trying to come in.
Okay.
But that's okay. I got my point across.
No, it's not on purpose.
No, I know, because we're both, I'm 702.
I think
AK's
you need to take them to yourself.
Yeah.
Oh.
You hear me, Beckman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take the mute off, because we want to hear it.
Oh, you're trying to hear what's going on in the background.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Wow. Now, do you guys... Now, we had
the
song...
The second hour of the...
Yeah, second hour. Do we have...
She's kicking his white horse's ass.
AK's just taking all the kudos for her.
No, I had to kick start the shit. He didn't do shit for his little white horse.
This isn't recorded, trust me.
I haven't got anything on here confessing.
No, it's not recorded.
Somebody did for Mary?
Okay.
Made her extend her show?
AK.
Wait, hold on, shut up.
AK, shut the fuck up.
Lord have mercy. Don't you guys want to hear the OJ's Mary? I mean, the one Melvin Moore.
I was trying to tell you that Melvin Moore's song, The Other Side of the Rainbow.
I have it. I downloaded it. I put it up there for you. You want to listen?
It goes like something like this.
It's right here. Look.
Let me see.
There it is. Wait, I was about to say, it's not going to play for me. See,
that song fits this show.
Here it is, right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, you don't have to play it all the way through, but what he's talking about is reaching those dreams.
Yeah.
Don't let nothing or nobody pull you down.
Not
you know?
Someone will try.
Yeah, it's just allowing yourself to make it to the other side of the rainbow.
Right,
yeah.
it's like now you're doing this show, and then all of a sudden there's someone coming in, and your daughter is saying, "I hear what you're saying, you know, but you attacking my mom, you know."
Mm-hmm.
But she's not stepping on them toes and saying, "Motherfucker, chill that shit down." You,
mm-hmm.
you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like pushing. So that's what that's about. And baby girl, are you still with us?
Oh, yes,
she
absolutely.
Was.
Yes.
Nobody
asked
you shit.
I don't
do
that.
I'll just
be quiet.
Well,
show.
I wish you would have learned.
Okay, I'm so glad.
I
hope they're not.
Don't worry
right.
about it. I have
right.
other things
Who's
to
your,
do. Depression is real. It ain't fake.
Who's your wife?
Well, that ain't what you was talking
okay.
about.
But
we'll talk
you don't
about
know what
later.
I'm talking about. Shit. I just know baby girl's the sharpest one on this line.
Okay, well, very
she can't do the defense of her mother.
Well,
yes.
You know what? She was, she's 20-something, so she's not just defending her mother. She was also saying, "Mom, I hope you listening."
I heard
she's
that.
She's a smart.
I heard
she,
that.
She ain't just all riding her mom's jock. You know, she know her mom been through some stuff. And I think that if she felt her mother was in danger, she would protect her, no doubt. We all would. But
that's
the guy
true.
Talking, which is me, she don't know me, but she felt the passion for her mom, too. She don't know if
mm-hmm.
I talked to her mom, but I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel her mom by the spirit, and we all here together, and I'm supporting her 100%. I may not call every week, but your mama got to do mm-hmm. the show every week. And I'm saying, hey, man, hey, right where your mama want to be. I don't want your mama said this to me. How about this? Since we tell it, I don't want to have to go through trying to be approved of and have to go through trying to make somebody else happy. Right. That's how we all got here. Just be you and let your hair down. It ain't got to be no formula to it. And let's just real talk it. These things are archived. So even if we do die, there's a generation coming after us that's going to pick these tapes up, and they're going to listen, and they're going to say, wow, that's helping me. So let's just keep it 100.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you so much. Like I said, thank you so much, Mom. All of y'all sticking with me, sticking with y'all don't know me yet, but sticking with her is sticking with me.
Lauren, I think that... I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that for me, Lauren, thank you, because you have said some profound things this evening and put your thoughts and your feelings into words that I couldn't even imagine doing at 26 years old or having the capability of doing that at 26 years old. So thank you.
Thank you, man.
Exactly. You have a relationship with your mother that only I wish I had and been able to communicate like that.
Right, like I would just say, okay, Melva don't have to be played right now because he's screaming.
Right,
the
music in the background is horrible. I don't know who thinks that's...
You know what? Because
she's from the J. Will show, and that's what they used to do, play music.
Because
they're
always trying to make a show out of some shit.
Right. They used to do that.
We don't need no goddamn noise.
But you know what? That's if you guys, that's your show. You have to say that on your side. Now, on that note,
well,
I
tell you what, your
shit
is whack if you playing that music.
Okay.
Well, just do instrumental.
Can I say something?
Yeah, you can in a minute, Mayor. Let me say something to the doctor, and I'm gonna give you the floor.
Okay.
And I love you, Mary. I haven't said nothing to you.
I love you.
Hey, Doc. Doc.
That ain't what I heard.
Yes.
Hey, Doc. You didn't mute yourself talking to
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the doc.
I'm talking to my friend.
Well, can you wait till I talk to the doc?
See, we depressed and we all go crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Doc,
yeah.
Listen, I'm going to say this to you. For that girl to be on this line and you birthed that and she's here with us, you are phenomenal. And I love you, and thank you for staying alive long enough to get us all together right here, right now.
Amen.
Thank you. Second that emotion.
And you'll hear my story.
I mean, look at what's around you right now. You everybody know you didn't fathom this. You didn't fathom me, you know, and John Beckman and Valcine and Mary and the little girl and your boy that called in. You can plan your shows all day, but you couldn't have planned this.
No, I couldn't.
But we all here.
Yeah.
You know, and we love you and we support you. We're going to be here for you.
Love
you, Mom. Just be
love
cool and let the
too.
Show come to you.
I love you, baby. I love you guys. Mm-hmm. I love you too, sweetie.
I love you, little girl. And you can always get my number from your mama. Because I'm kind of like your daddy. But
wait, what's your...
Well, you can send her number.
Okay.
That's some question.
Hey.
I love her. That little girl, she's like, she mine. She's so smart, and I love her soul. Her soul is
Vegas. We got a lot of money we can spend on your ass.
You know what? Bring the little girl to Vegas and watch how we spend money. Valcine, you better tell Dr. Princess how much money we got out here.
I'm trying to tell him you're going to send you some. Little baby girl, are you still with me?
I'm going to spoil her.
Yeah.
The one that don't know how to pronounce the names.
You don't need to know her name for me to spoil it. Beckman got her, too.
Yeah,
anything she wants, she get out here. We're going to put her in the suite, Beckman, and spoil her.
Okay.
The Fugees. She's got that woman's name.
I'll do the work. Especially if you're in Georgia, I'll do
the work. Imagine this. The baby girl can bring her mama if she wants to, but she could come by herself. We'll put her in a suite.
Amen.
Right?
Now, wait, baby girl. Let me take you. You ain't got to be scared. Because they got wives. They got wives, okay? So you ain't got to be scared. Trust me.
No.
Yeah,
no, we're going to take
care of her.
She's
wives.
She's our little girl.
We're not talking about
that
girl.
We protect her. Shit. Listen, we put her in a suite. Like, if she want to, if she want to, she can bring her mama. But if she say, you know what? My mama gonna make me commit suicide and leave her mama's ass at home. She can come by herself or with who she wants. But Beck, we're gonna spoil her. We're gonna put her in a suite, right? All she can eat, whatever, and whatever shows she want to go to. We take care of it. What you think?
Yeah, they live in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay, Las Vegas, not California. I thought it was California.
What you think, Beck?
No.
You didn't know that?
Yeah,
can Beckman say what he thinks?
Well, I concur with AK. There's anybody that's ever come visit us, we've always treated right. So anybody can come.
Yeah, but this one's for the baby girl, because she on here and she put her soul out here. And she going to know. She all right in this world.
Yeah, well, I like that she agreed with us.
Well, right, at the end of the day. But, you know, I will tell you, Lauren, when we...
Talk on the phone. I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm talking loud. I don't know what's wrong. But I know when we do the transformation tours and things of that nature at the high schools, Lauren, every time she speaks, the principals would always come up to me, and we would have quite a few people there. People would come up and they would always say, "Who is she? Who is that young lady there?" And she wasn't 22 at the time. The last one she did, but she literally transformed lives. She saved a gentleman's life who had said he was going to kill himself that day, and he heard Lauren speak, and he's helping hundreds of women every year and children every year in Michigan with his nonprofit. Mm-hmm. What was that?
Can I not? I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mom. Can I say something? Because I want to piggyback off what you just said very quick.
Oh,
is that okay, everybody?
I can tell you're crying.
Yeah, because you almost didn't. I almost couldn't recognize your voice, sweetie. Go ahead.
Okay, let her talk.
I was blessed. I was just saying that part.
She's right. I did do that. And okay, because we are here to. I'm sorry. What? We're here to talk about depression. So, like I said, you know, I don't like to have people speak for me, but we are here, and she's speaking. She's speaking for me, but I did speak to those people, and I did transform some lives. And the worst part about I don't have any regrets, but I'm saddened in my actions, because I was young when I was speaking, and like I said, I'm not perfect, but I was going through some things as I was speaking out to others, and I still was making mistakes. I still was making bad decisions. And long story short, after the years, some of those people just, I don't even see them anymore. They did add me on, they added me back at that time, it was Facebook and Snapchat. They added me on those platforms. I don't even know if they still follow me anymore. Did they unfriend me? I'm not sure. But I feel like I lost connect of who I was at that time. You know what I'm saying? If that makes any sense to you guys,
yeah,
I departed from that,
I know
exactly that
what
helpful
you said.
Hand. I started to come into the world more, and I'm still trying to see my way out. But when I see my way out, any type of worldly act, drinking, you know, like I don't drink much, but I'm telling you, anything like that, it's, you know, like when I'm ready to transcend, I will transcend. But it's just, you know, things in millennials, us millennials, a lot of things are in our faces. As far as substance abuse, as far as abuse with relationships, boys and women, and you know, promiscuity.
Yeah.
Okay, whichever one. Okay, so right, promiscuity. Okay, amen. So all of those things that happen in the world, you know, we can
a lot.
Right.
It's just, you know, I departure, and I just want to get back, and I'm very happy to be here today. I feel like I'm getting closer to my dreams being here, speaking with you all. I feel like this is my purpose. This is my purpose to be here, speak out, and be able to say what I have on my mind. It means a lot to me. It's an honor to be here.
Thank you, baby.
Well
said. Wow. Alone in the room. Now, if we don't want to hear OJ of We Cry Together.
I'm going back to music now.
Uh-oh.
We were having a good conversation. That's what we were talking about. When we're having a good conversation, we don't need a music break unless you're carrying on. Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So other people
too.
Had the floor, and your daughter did an excellent job. And then what she was saying to us was,
"Baby girl getting all the money."
Yeah, good.
Amen. Bring
she
it in.
She was in the closet. I even donated a little bit. She was saying that she's kind of like isolated, since we threw that word out there, and that's what we depress people. We do that a lot. We stay in a lot to ourselves. We're not people to be out there. And especially like AK being an entertainer. For real, baby girl, he's a real live entertainer. You know, like your mom just floated out there to OJ's, you know, I could, you know, the OJ's, I'm in Cleveland. So, but he doesn't like to go out to be in with people. You see what I'm saying? And that's because of these depression things. And all of us, well, some of us have touched the entertainment field. And we get not burned. We're not burned out. We just, something happened. And we're trying to connect with people out there. It's no secret now. We're not afraid to say, hey, I'm fucked up. And what do you mean you're fucked up?
Yeah.
I go through depression. Some shit happened. You know? I collect a crazy check every month. it got so bad that you're talking about your world, the way your world is and the way how fucked up it is in your world today. Well, I was out there in that world before you, and it was fucked up. It doesn't change. And then when you get out there and you get in it, and you're saying, I don't want to go out there, and I don't want to be like this chick over here. She's screwing everybody, and this chick over here is smoking and drinking everything. Some of us didn't have that. I think it's a wonderful thing that you have that awareness. I didn't have that. We spoke on learning our assertiveness skills. I had to go to a class, a psych class for that. When I had nervous breakdowns, I had to find myself into a mental institution. When my daughter died, nobody was there to help me. I was in the Twin Cities by myself. And I said, oh, shit.
Really?
And they took me to home, and I just screamed out loud. I had never screamed like that. And the second time I screamed about something else. But we didn't have those things. And like Mary mentioned back in the day, you know, to have a label on you that, oh, God, she's crazy, you know, and shit like that. You're not really crazy because we're able to carry on these intelligent conversations. But there are some things that just bug us and really affect us. You know, and me and AK talk about Donny Hathaway all the time. To me, AK is like Donny Hathaway. I mean, of course, no two individuals are the same. But he has that talent, that gift.
Mm-hmm.
And when people are talented like that, their minds is just... Whoa. You know, I make a joke about it and say musicians are crazy, which they are, but it's a different form of a craziness, being out there in that world.
Right.
And growing up today in this world, baby girl, I feel sorry for my nieces and my nephews.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't know which way is up. And then I went through that, and I think this show is a good show because us old fools are talking about it now. But we couldn't talk about it. Somebody's listening. I know you assholes is listening on this damn line.
They are.
And they're recording. It's recording. It has
scared ass to press one ass motherfuckers.
Exactly.
No, I don't care if they're recording.
This
should be, because this is the good shit.
But this portion isn't, because my little after show didn't get recorded after my time was up. We were still able to stay on, but it didn't get recorded.
Oh, well,
yeah,
because
because it's now it's
oh,
not.
No, you know what? I might be lying.
Yeah, it records for about an
hour.
Yeah,
I can listen to it.
Yeah, it records for about an hour.
But it's okay, though, because you guys are learning. Is that correct? You're learning.
It's fine, but yeah, I probably would have muted AK a little bit more. But we're not going to say anything about that, AK, because I do not need you to go off. Because you know he's about to probably go, oh, good. Yeah, well, I don't need you to go off. But you know what? I see one, you know what I did? I came over here to the other switchboard, and I do want some music. All right? We're talking. And we're sharing love. AK, why don't we listen to one of your songs? Because you know what? I have it, really.
There
and
it's
going to be.
Okay,
well,
before you get to that song, you guys. Wait a
can
minute.
She finish
Look,
what
I
she's saying? I didn't even hear what she was saying, Valcine.
She's
going to
play
your
crazy ass. She's going to play your song, but I have to put
I don't
it
even
in
know what song because your ass started talking.
I have to say this, you guys.
Can
I
hear
have
what
to.
The fuck she want to say and then you can talk?
Oh,
okay,
boy.
Before you put the song on, I have to say this.
Can I ask her what goddamn song she want to play?
Okay, I'm gonna answer that. It's gonna be all no,
ahead,
no best part of me.
Yeah,
I like
that's
waiting.
Cool.
Okay,
yeah, I know, but best part of me is a cool one too.
Now, see, you made me lose my glasses. Listen,
okay,
y'all.
The J King
Network is where the quiet. It's said out loud.
I
like that.
I like that.
You didn't want me to fucking say it.
I like
that's what I'm saying.
That's, I like
that. Was
where
dope.
The quiet is said out loud.
Woo!
And I had said,
best friend right there.
Yes.
See, when I'm playing.
Part of me. I play it. Go ahead.
The quiet. See, I know because he wants to hear. When he wants
You're supposed to be playing a song.
I'm playing a song. I can do this. I'm, you know what? Okay, this is Anthony, a.k.a.
I love you.
I love you, too.
So I thought we were going to talk and play music.
Frequently I find I'm explaining myself. Frustration makes me want to put my love on a shelf. I won't throw in the towel, no, not right now. I know this can work, gotta figure out how. Will you hear my heart? Only time will tell. Hope you do, cause this here feels like hell. Being in love, feeling you don't give a damn about what I do or who I am. Sometimes you may not understand all that I do. I do my best every day just to show you who I am, and I'm sure that you will see that I'm in love with giving you the best part of me. If you're honest, then you know I'm telling the truth. Everything you asked me for, I gave it to you. What about me? Is it that you don't understand? I'll do what I can to expose my heart and let you see what's deep down inside. I'll be transparent, ain't got nothing to hide. Tell me what it is that you wanna see when you look at me, cause it seems sometimes you may not understand all that I do. I do my best every day just to show you who I am, and I'm sure that you will see that I'm in love with and giving you the best part of me.
Might be some raggedy shit.
Come on.
Not raggedy with a D, but raggedy with an L.
Raggedy.
I might be a raggedy motherfucker with a whole bunch of talent. You know how they tell you to dress to impress? What if I wear my pajamas, motherfucker?
right. Because I wore my pajamas.
Come on.
You know,
now.
Fuck black tie. What if I just come as I am? That's what the Lord said.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
You did?
Yeah.
Show us his talent. Waiting.
Waiting. That's what I'm.
That was a dope listening. Song. Hey Doc, what made you pick that song?
The title.
First,
that was the title, and I said best part of me, because and if you listen to the earlier part of the show, I play Roy. True. Oh man, that's one of my songs too, and it's just the best part of me. It's like I'm in this phase now where I have to say, I said the other day on the show, I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks anymore. All of this tradition. It's like I used to think I didn't give a fuck, but at the end of the day, I was so entangled into doctrine, religious doctrine, into the corporate world. You know, I had to walk a certain way, and when you're in corporate America as a young black woman, a lot of rules in order for you to go up that ladder. And then there were the rules of being the CEO, and there's a certain way that you have to be if you want to align with certain entities and all of this and that. So I'm tired of that. Yes.
And when you get up there, you find out that they're more fucked up than the ones down, let's say the blue-collar ones.
Yeah, you got to play the game. It's about playing
exactly. The
game. You got to play the game. I was taught
that's how
that.
I fell off.
Yeah, I was taught
how much talent is on this show. You guys know how much talent is here tonight? And I'm not just talking about AK.
Yeah.
I'm talking about everybody. Everybody here has got so much talent. I am so blessed to be among so much talent. I can't believe it.
It needs to go mainstream. Yeah. It needs to go
more
like,
talented, more depression you could get.
Sorry. It don't need to do nothing but what it's doing right now. Yeah. And that's the problem that makes depression, thinking it needs to be something more than what's happening right now.
Come on now.
It don't need nothing. Right now don't need no help. This is what the Lord said. On this day, on New Year's Eve, on the first day of 2023, me, the Doc, Valcine, Mary, John Beckman, and the baby girl, and my man, and those listening around the world that ain't pressed to one, we get to be who we are for real.
Yeah.
And that's the talent.
Say it again, Beck.
That is the talent.
Absolutely. That's why we're here. No bullshit. It's so many podcasts. You know, you can get the weave with the lace front on it and the baby hair attached to it. They even got dudes getting weaves now. Everything is phony as fuck, and everybody's looking for something real. And what we get to do tonight, we breaking down barriers. We didn't know how to do it. We're just doing it.
Just doing it.
You know, the baby girl and say, hey, Mom, you know what? I know what this dude is saying. Mom, if something was bad was happening to you, I'd jump off a roof for you.
He would.
Because I'm already thinking about killing my motherfucking self. But this dude that's talking, I never met him, but I feel him. And shit, and here we are. And then Valcine kicks in, and then Mary kicks in, and she's in tears. Mary's a white woman. You a white man. I'm a black man. Valcine's in Cleveland. We in Vegas. Mary's in goddamn Virginia's just goddamn where. The doctor's in Georgia. Who knows where the baby girl is? And she
she's
got kids. And whoever lives.
She's in Detroit.
No, she's in Georgia. She moved back home. Yeah,
Alpharetta,
Georgia.
I got
some folks
on
Stone Mountain.
No, I'm back at the nest for now.
And here we are, all together, on this night, on the first of the year, on this evening, and the Spirit brought us together because Acts chapter 2 says when they were all in one place. And on one accord, there came a rush of mighty wind and fell upon each of them.
the spirit fell upon them. Why? Because they aligned. They recognized past ego, like the baby girl said.
Yeah.
Past what it should be. And they just came as they are for real. Of every nation, every kindred, every tongue. We got generations on the phone. We got cultures on the phone. And we're all here for the same thing, to say, hey, man, this is what I've been through, including everything that I have. And it's, you know, it's easy when people are poor and your shit's fucked up and your story's sad. How about when you don't need nothing? When ain't nothing wrong with you? I'm 6'2.5", 188 pounds, and I'm handsome. I can sing, got some money, can dance, and a whole bunch of other shit. And I'm thinking about blowing my goddamn head off. John Beckman's down the street. He's a handsome white guy, 6 feet tall, married, got two dogs, just rebuilt his whole kitchen and put a bunch of money into his reestablishing his house. Went to his house last night, Christmas lights everywhere, just did his he don't need nothing.
Well, do me.
You know?
Why do you?
I just want to show you guys something that this is so amazing, and I will tell you about the anointing of this time. The show, the episode ended, and it said the show is done on both networks, CG Radio and J King. And I've been on this platform for about 10 years. I've never seen this. I'm sitting here, this episode ended.
Because you ain't,
your show
you ain't fucking around with no broke niggas. So just continue the show. Flat out. End of story.
She's trying
period.
To tell you,
you know what
the
I'm saying?
Recklessness of what's happening. Go ahead.
That is still on. Every time that when it stops recording, usually it ends it for you. And it says, thank you for calling. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Because it's an hour over. Now, it's still, it has the whole thing up here, but it's still going. It hasn't hung us up. That's all I was saying.
I ain't like, fucking around with no broke niggas.
Let me tell you something, Doc.
They got to like that.
We're all on our cell phones. Somebody's recording somewhere. Believe you me.
The whole thing is being recorded because even after my show, like I said earlier, the same thing happened before it said, thank you for using Blog Talk Radio, and I went back and listened to it, and the whole thing was recorded, even the after show.
Oh, okay.
From the beginning, I know who she is. This is by the Spirit. We're doing this live in time.
Yeah.
We are the relevant issue in this thing called life. You know, we get social media. We get the smiles and the plastic surgeries and the motherfuckers that got their skin peeled all back and the makeup and is supposed to look all happy. But this is what's really happening.
Yeah.
Right here.
Depression has no faith.
The True Purpose Show.
Depression has no faith.
This puts
That's
both
why we're here.
To shame.
There's no place I would have rather been on this night than right here.
I have a question for you.
I love you, Dr. Princess Lydia. I love you, baby girl, and Mary, and Val, and Beckman, and my other man. What's his name?
His name is Akil.
What's your question, baby girl? What's your question?
Can I ask the dude's name that called earlier? God damn it.
His name is Akil, A.K.
Akil. A.K.I.L.
I love Akil. Akil, I love you, man.
Yeah, that's amazing. He's not on here.
Well,
he
wants to ask a question.
Sweetie, you wanted to say something. I'm sorry. Lauren, her name is Lauren Alana. I don't know if she's called like Lauren Alana or Lauren Alana Branding. I'm not sure.
Lauren Alana.
That's a little name. Yes,
I like Lauren Alana together. But my question to you, sir, is
we need to do a DNA test because she might be mine.
Oh, you gotta stop it. I know who my daddy is.
but thank you.
I've never even seen AK in person.
Yes.
I know one thing. When the baby girl heard me, she sang. She said, "Is that my daddy?"
Oh, God.
What's your question, sweetie?
Go ahead.
So, no. Seriously, because you had mentioned you have the money, you're handsome, you got what you want in life, but you still feel like, I mean, maybe you weren't literal when you said you want to blow your head off. Maybe you were. But my thing is, I'm young. You know, I felt like that before. You're a few years older than me. You're feeling like that. And I just want to know, at this point, with all the knowledge that you have, you know that no one would want you to die. You don't want to blow your head off, I hope. What makes you feel like you do actually feel enough to say that? I mean, the analogy is harsh. I just want to know why.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a great question, sweetie.
Sure.
Yeah, it is.
I'll say this. I am the true epitome of an artist. You know, I put this meat suit on to paint a picture of what God thinks for a short period of time. So in my soul, I know that this place is temporary. I've never been married to it like it's a permanent thing. So the shiny shit that tricks most motherfuckers never tricked me. So I just put it on the canvas. You know, I just paint it and say, look at the art. And then, you know, because of the flesh, right, the flesh and the spirit, they don't agree. The flesh wants to be here all day. You know, if it's gold, it's better than silver, and silver's better than bronze. But for those of the spirit, do you know that all that shit is the same shit?
Right?
Leave it on the dance floor. So the idea of leaving here, no matter how you think it, right, that's the art. I'll blow my head off. I'll act as if I'm drinking blood, or I'm gonna eat some poison. Whatever it is, it's a statement that says we're not gonna be here forever.
Well,
do we ever recognize who we are in real time without the bullshit that's fucking us up? It's the idea of seeking value that's fucking us up. Telling me what I need to be is fucking me up. I already am. Can we talk from where I am? That's the
art. I'm 26.
Of the music.
I don't want to.
That's the best part of me.
Can you tell me something to sleep on as far as depression? Can you tell me? I know that you're not perfect. I'm pretty sure you know that. You go through your own things, but is there something that you could tell me to keep me on my feet? Because I'm really strong. I'm really strong, and I'm young, and some of my friends don't, my age, they don't float my boat, you know what I'm saying? And I that's why they're not my friends anymore. But I just know that I have something that I don't see in a lot of the people that I was messing with, and I just... It's I'm at that point where, you know, it's just woosah. Like, it's, I have a lot that I know that I'm ready for. You know, I'm at that point. So what can I move on? What can I move on with? I mean, because you're older. You've been through 26, 27, 28.
Focus. Well, my
anybody,
baby girl,
anybody, just
before y'all
at
all
me.
Start trying
fun.
To talk and shit.
Sorry.
Before y'all all
sorry.
Start trying
don't
to talk, she was talking
that.
To me. But they don't have no discipline, baby girl. So listen to me. My baby girl, the one I birthed, she's 31. So she's a little older than you. All right? So I want your mama to give you my number. You can call me anytime you want to. Day, night, afternoon, it don't make no difference. And then I'll plug you in with your sister, because she's a few years older